Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk.
At the 7, play action. Josh swings it out. Michael Floyd the catch. Michael Floyd to the pylon. Michael Floyd for a Redskins touchdown. He got hit at the 5. He showed strength taking it in for 6.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. You know it. I know it. The Redskins are officially eliminated from the playoffs. I'm sorry. If it's tough news to hear, I think we all kind of saw that coming after the interception throw in Nashville. Tough break for these Skins who, half the year it looked like they were going to be having a playoff game at least and maybe had a chance to compete. But injuries are crazy. The NFL is crazy. This is the day after pod. I got an interview with Jay Gruden for you. I really tried to cover every base possible with Jay, maybe even some you hadn't thought of. You guys are going to enjoy it. As always, we're brought to you by the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should do the same. So we got an interview with Gruden, and then I talked with Chase Rouye yesterday after the game. We're going to throw that on here as well. You know, it's tough because there's kind of competing storylines right now. The DJ Swearinger stuff is obviously going to be a huge, huge story this week. The Josh Norman, Taylor Lewin stuff, I think, kind of goes away. To me, the guy was just pretty classless, and I'm not gonna call him out or try to make a grand assumption of what kind of person he is, but to walk to the other side of the field to taunt somebody just doesn't really add up for me. It's just not the right way to win a game. I thought Norman was completely in his rights to react how he did. I asked Jay about it, and you'll get to hear what the head coach says. But it's time to start digging in on the bigger issues for the Skins. Quarterback for 2019. There's a lot of guys they could kind of churn from the roster. There's probably going to be some coaching decisions. I believe Jay Gruden stays, but after that, what happens? We're about to get to that time. It's going to be a lot of articles, a lot of podcasts to discuss all this stuff. For now, though, let's go to me and Jay Gruden. You guys are going to enjoy it. As always, brought to you by the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should, too. Here comes Jay.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
What was the game plan right there?
Well, I thought we wanted to stick with the run a little bit. I want to try to take a little pressure off Josh. I don't want to come out firing right away. I want to try to continue to keep AP involved, and he got us a couple of good carries, a couple of yards there, and got us a nice position right around midfield. And You know, we had second down and nine. We tried a little inside zone to Chris Thompson, a zone read, and I think Josh could have kept that one. I think if he had to do that one all over again, he would have kept it. Might have run for 30.
Get outside.
Yeah, had a great chance. And then second night, we ran a little choice route to Jameson. He caught it for a, you know, seven-yard gain. We had the third and two. And we had a nice zone beater on one side and a man beater on the other side, and they played zone, and I think the corner blitz just flustered Josh just a little bit, and he saw a flash of Josh Doxson's jersey and tried to throw it over the linebacker, and it just sailed on him a little bit, and it was intercepted.
Did Doxson stop that route at all?
No, he's supposed to run an out route, but I think when Josh Johnson saw the corner blitz, I think the jersey flashed. He saw Josh Doxson's jersey, and he tried to flip it over the linebacker's head, and he just put too much on, and it sailed to the safety or whoever it was. So it was unfortunate. You know, had he do it all over again, I think he would probably hit sprinkle right over the ball there for a big game. But can't say enough about what Josh Johnson accomplished so far in the last couple weeks.
What did you say to Josh after the game?
Oh, you're sick about it. There's not a lot to say. You know, I just, his effort just needs to be commended. I mean, he's, you know, I patted him on the back and you know, he's sick. You know, he's beating himself up pretty good. So I tried to console him a little bit, keep his head up, and tell him we appreciate, you know, all he's done for us.
Week 17, you sticking with Josh Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that Colt McCoy injury related or how Johnson has played?
It's Colt McCoy injury related. You know, Colt's not ready yet. So he's got a chance to be ready. If we were fortunate enough to get in the playoffs, he could play in that game, but not for this one.
Let's talk about a little bit of good news. And I tried to talk to him about it, and he couldn't really process it after that loss. But what has Adrian Peterson meant for this team this season?
He's a war daddy, man. He's comes to work every day. He's fought through some injuries throughout the year. Gained over 1,000 yards, which I know the offensive lineman really wanted that for him. But overall, I just think the character, the person, the Hall of Fame type guy that he is, you can see why he's been as good as he's been. Just the type of guy that he is, the work that he puts in, his commitment to excellence, it all rubs off on everybody. You know, I think he's the first guy to text the whole team afterwards and keep your heads up, keep working and all that good stuff. He's just been outstanding.
I know he's maybe had bigger games this season, and he certainly had some games where he broke a long one, but I think that was his best game of the year against Tennessee.
He ran hard. He ran physical. And
the jump cuts, I mean, all of it was there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's a guy that, you know, you give the ball to 25, 26 times, usually you're going to get a victory. You know, this was a very odd game in the fact that we ran the ball more than we threw it. The time of possession was way in our favor. We controlled the game for the most part but didn't get the W, and he was a big part of why we had success on offense. You know, you don't look at the total number of yards, but time of possession, getting first downs, pushing people around. Adrian was outstanding.
It was the formula earlier this year, winning games, running the ball, time of possession, all that, except for turnovers.
Yeah, well, the two turnovers at the end don't really.
The one does.
Yeah, the one was. Yeah, that was a hard pill to swallow. You know, I just. Not really happy. We were up five minutes to go in the game, and I thought our defense would get a stop. Our kicker did another great job kicking it out of the end zone and made a big field goal, and they had to go 75 yards with their backup quarterback, and I thought our defense would come through. Unfortunately, we got the unfortunate holding call on Fabian, and they converted and had a couple big runs and got the touchdown. So that was disappointing.
What's the more disappointing result, the Johnson interception? When you're driving to tie it up or maybe score, or that the defense couldn't get off the field against Blaine Gabbert?
Both. You know, I think defense probably, because we're healthy there. You know, other than Dunbar, you know, our defense is really in good shape. You know, we dressed 24 guys, I think, which you really don't do that often on defense. So we should have been healthy and we should have been fresh at that time because our offense held the ball for a long time, and that was probably more disappointing.
Before we get into the defensive stuff, is there a spot for Adrian Peterson in 2019?
We'll see. You know, I think you got to look at the roster. You know, we got to make sure that everybody has a spot initially after the season, you know, including myself. So once the dust settles and we figure out which way we're going to go, then we'll talk about the roster. But we have a long way to go before that.
Okay. Defensively, clearly a disappointing fourth quarter. DJ Swearinger had some choice comments, to say the least, about kind of the scheme and the play calling late in that game. I assume you've heard them by now. What's your reaction to DJ's take?
Well, it's disappointing that he would, you know, choose to point a finger at Coach Minuski. Coach Minuski's been great to DJ. DJ's had a very good year. And I think Some credit has to go to Coach Manusky for putting him in situations to have a great year and be voted as an alternate to the Pro Bowl. I think a lot of credit has to go to him and Coach Torian Grace. But after a game, people get heated, and he said some things that weren't taken too kindly by a lot of people. You know, I know Coach Manusky worked extremely hard. He does watch more film than DJ. DJ is not the defensive coordinator. He's a player, and he has to understand that. Until he becomes a coordinator, he needs to do his job, and that's play, and do what's asked to him, and that's whatever coverage we call, if it's man, if it's zone, whatever, do it to the best of his ability. So it's frustrating. Not impressed by the comments. I know the players, for the most part, are on board with Coach Manusky. Everybody appreciates the work he puts in, and then the calls that he calls. We just have to do a better job executing.
Do you have to talk to DJ? Do you have to do something to clarify the situation?
I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. You know, that's all this kind of hit me in the face here about 2 hours ago. So, yeah, or, you know, after the game, I heard a little bit about it. So I want to have a chance to talk to him face to face.
Could there be discipline coming, or?
We'll see what happens. You know, I'm eagerly awaiting his response to why he would choose to, you know, point fingers at somebody who's worked extremely hard to get the most out of him. So we'll see how it goes.
Gotcha. Another off-field question. Josh Norman got in. I don't even know to say that he got into it. Luan came over from the Titans bench all the way to the Redskins bench after the game. From what I saw, just to taunt Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Josh reacted. How did you take all that? I assume you've seen the video.
I wouldn't want one of my players to go on the other side of the field and taunt one of the players after a win. I think it's not appropriate. It's Bush League, and I think Josh had every right to defend himself and get him off our sideline.
And you told Josh that? Just
no, I haven't told Josh. I'm sure Josh understands that. You know, Josh played his heart out, and as did the rest of the guys on the football team. And when you're sitting on the sideline, you're trying to soak in what just happened in that ball game. To have somebody come and taunt you, is there no place in football for that.
Week 17 against the Eagles. The playoffs are probably a very long shot. How do you get these guys up for that game?
Well, you give a couple days off, have a nice Christmas holiday to some other families, and then come back to work on Wednesday. And we'll get to work and try to win a football game at home against a division rival. So regardless what happens, they could be still in it if they win today. So we'll try to do the best we can to knock them out of it.
And 6-3 in week 10.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that for you to be here now?
It's very hard, very hard. You know, I think you saw the talent we had in training camp and did some good things. Guys were starting to play together. And then we just got hit with a rash of injuries at critical positions and couldn't really overcome those. But, you know, I'm disappointed in myself, obviously. Disappointed in the way the season's gone and the way it's going to end. But I do feel like we have a nucleus of players here that you can win a lot of games with in the future.
Got some studs on that young D-line.
Yeah.
Teron Payne's throwing dudes around.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He really is.
Jonathan's doing a great job. And Matt, you know, when he's healthy, he's a heck of a player. You know, Kerrigan Preston had a good year. So let's get one more great game out of him and beat the Eagles.
Season ends, you guys do a period of self-evaluation, right? That's always been the play.
Yeah.
Week or so, you just go through everything and see what you could, better, worse.
Well, I think first you have to meet with the ownership and see where they want to go from there. And then from there, we'll do a evaluation of our staff, our scheme, and players, and then just continue that process.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I don't really want anything right now. I feel like the Scrooge. I'm not very happy right now, JP. I'm really not in a Christmas spirit.
Bah humbug.
Yes.
Thank you, Jay.
But Merry Christmas to everybody else.
What about me?
Yeah, you too.
All right.
You have a child on the way, right? Any minute?
Very soon. Very soon.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Hand off to Peterson, through a hole, 35 to the 40. He's over 1,000 yards for the year, and the Redskins have a first down.
Let's start with just the emotion from this game. It looked like Josh Johnson and your offense had done enough to win. The Titans get the late touchdown, and then you're driving for a field goal, maybe a touchdown. The interception happens. The highs and lows of this game. How are you right now just getting through it all?
You know, it's obviously a very unfortunate thing what happened to us. You know, we felt like we played very well throughout the game. For it to end up the way that it did, we're all a little bit down because of that. But you know, we're ready to go for next week and just learn from all the tape and all the film, and just go out there and play our best against the Eagles.
What do you say to Josh after the pick? A guy, the story's just remarkable, but you know, has that unfortunate interception late in the game.
You just gotta love on the guy. You know, he's a veteran guy. He's been doing a lot of this for many years. But whatever we can do to keep him up, you know, you just gotta talk to him, just discuss the next week. You know, just to move on and do whatever you can with him.
Obviously, this is not the way you wanted the game to end, but there was a very cool milestone in the middle there. Early in the fourth quarter, Adrian Peterson got to 1,000 yards rushing for the season. What does that mean for you as a guy that probably grew up watching and rooting for Adrian Peterson? Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's awesome to see that happen, to block for him. You know, I grew up in Minnesota, so I grew up watching him and idolizing him, so to be out there blocking for him, you know, just allowing him to get those 1,000 yards, it's an awesome milestone to have. You know, it's been awesome to have Adrian Peterson here in this locker room. He's a great guy and just a phenomenal pro.
Well, and I've heard you get gifts when a running back gets to 1,000 yards. Is that right?
You know, he already gave us a great gift for his touchdown record earlier in the season, so I'm not going to expect any extra gifts because of that, but
it's Christmas time.
You know, if he decides to do that, we'll obviously accept that and be excited about it.
Chase, thank you very much. Julie, let's go back to you.
Thanks, JP. 'Tis the season, but man, you're pushing for some gifts there. Yeah.